Hi, everybody. Thank you. Yes, it is time for the good stuff. And I've got some good stuff coming up. My topic is role reversal, and it involves Barbara Walters. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And I could just leave it at that. Or I could tell you that you should go to tsln.com and find out more. I could tell you that it comes out every Saturday. And it's not a shiny, glitzy magazine. It's just full of the best information on ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, rodeo, anything you need to know if you're involved in the agriculture industry. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I promised role reversal, remember?
Yep.
Barbara Walters filed a report on gender roles in Kuwait a few years prior to the Gulf War and noted then that in traditional Islamic fashion, women customarily walked about 10 feet behind their husbands. Recently, Barbara returned to Kuwait and observed that the men now walked several yards behind their wives. She approached one of the Kuwaiti women for an explanation. "This is marvelous," Barbara said. "What enabled women here to achieve this reversal of roles?" The Kuwaiti woman replied, "Landmines."
That I was afraid you were going to say that. I just didn't want to be the one to blurt that out. So
that's an old piece. That's from 2003.
So I have something here that Vin Scully, the great sports announcer, had read one time about baseball. And we're in spring training right now. Everybody's down in Florida, Arizona, the Cactus League, the Grapefruit League, whatever the other one is there. So anyway, this
Tulips,
is something to
maybe
do with baseball that's going to be coming up before you know it. Baseball's time is seamless and invisible, a bubble within which players move at exactly the same pace and rhythms as all of their predecessors. This is the way the game was played in our youth and in our father's youth. And even back then, back in the country days, there must have been the same feeling that time could be stopped. Since baseball time is measured only in outs, all you and I have to do is succeed utterly, keep hitting, keep the rally alive, and you have defeated time. You remain forever young. And that was from 1998. Roger Angel from the Summer Game. It's kind of get you thinking about summer baseball coming
That's
up.
That's right. Reasons Eve was created. Haven't you always wondered?
No, the Bible tells me why Eve was created, okay. So I don't need to wonder.
All right. Well, here are reasons Eve was created. God was worried that Adam would frequently become lost in the garden because he would not ask for directions.
No.
God knew that one day Adam would require someone to locate and hand him the remote.
Maybe.
God knew Adam would never go out and buy himself a new fig leaf when his wore out and would therefore need Eve to buy one for him. God knew Adam would never be able to make a doctor's, dentist, or haircut appointment for himself. God knew Adam would never remember which night to put the garbage on the curb. God knew if the world was to be populated, men would never be able to handle the pain and discomfort of childbearing. As the keeper of the garden, Adam would never remember where he left his tools. And apparently, Adam needed someone to blame his troubles on when God caught him hiding in the garden. As the Bible says, it is not good for man to be alone. When God finished the creation of Adam, he stepped back, scratched his head, and said, "I can do better than that."
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure I agree with
all
of that.
It's all in fun. You know, actually, a lot of guys do that stuff. They just, y'all get a bad rap sometimes. Mike, the other day you mentioned that you had more classes for men, but couldn't fit it all in that program.
Yeah, these are going to be some more of those night classes for gentlemen. So if you want to sign up at your local college, they probably got some of these for you. Health Watch, bringing her flowers is not harmful to your health. Graphics and audio tapes, 3 nights, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 o'clock, 2 hours. Here's another class for you. Real men ask for directions when lost. Real life testimonials, Tuesdays at 6, location to be determined. Is it genetically impossible to sit quietly while she parallel parks? Driving simulations, 4 weeks, Saturdays at noon for 2 hours each. How about learning to live? Basic differences between mother and wife, online classes and role playing. Tuesdays at 7, location again to be determined. And one more of those. How to be the ideal shopping companion, relaxation exercises, meditation, and breathing techniques. Meets for 4 weeks, Tuesday and Thursday for 2 hours, starts at 7 p.m. Contact your local community education department. And folks, thanks for tuning in today to The Good Stuff.